patient name, Aiden, A-I-D-E-N, Cusati, C-U-S as in Sam, A-T-I. Patient date of birth, 4/5/2004. Provider, Kareen Castrol, spelled C-A-R-R-E-E-N. Last name, Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Appointment, start time, 6/8/2023, 9:15 a.m. Appointment end time, 6/8/2023, 10:15 a.m. Primary code 99205. The patient is a 19-year-old male with chief complaint of anxiety and ADHD. History of present illness. The onset of symptoms was in the first year of college, which just ended. The patient has trouble starting tasks with feeling of dread to start things. He complains of anxiety, panic attacks, with stomach issues. The patient vomits from anxiety, which relieves his stomach ache. He obsesses over things which become overwhelming, such that the patient will roll himself up in a blanket in bed. That can last up to 24 hours. He gets overwhelmed with his tasks. He can get hyper-focused on things such as media, games, music, and various species of animals, particularly reptiles. He goes to school for science, and will hyper-focus on particular subjects. The patient feels the need to have a certain amount of pressure on his joints. He becomes fixated on the feeling in his joints and has to press on them. He can't stand heat. He has sensory issues with sweet foods and sweet smells. He has a hard time with tight-fitting clothing. He uses a weighted blanket. He finds certain colors comforting. He likes the feeling of headphones on his head. He has had all of these symptoms since the third grade. During the lockdown period of the pandemic, the patient became afraid to leave the house. He feels, quote, drained, unquote, by his symptoms. He feels depressed sometimes. He felt better after starting Lexapro 2 years ago, which was prescribed by his primary care doctor. He still has anxiety, even on 20 milligrams per day. He feels emotionally driven in terms of his decision-making. He would rather make decisions intellectually rather than emotionally. He sleeps well. He finds comfort in sleep. His appetite is good. He has to drink coffee in the morning. It doesn't wake him up, but helps him focus. His energy level is generally good. He is traumatized by some people in high school who didn't respect his boundaries. He stated he has some nightmares over it. He did not get into detail. The patient stated that he sometimes hears footsteps, excuse me, or knocking on the door and has to check even though he knows no one was there. Additionally, he might hear the whisper of a voice, but all of these perceptual experiences occur when he's wearing his headphones, so he's not sure if someone actually was talking or not. During a panic attack, he can feel threatened, but he knows that there is no immediate threat. He has never been manic or hypomanic. The patient is polite and relates warmly. Next line, past psychiatric history. Dr. Inkles, Inkles, as in Sam, prescribed Lexapro 20 milligrams per day. He has never had any inpatient psychiatric hospitalizations, never in detox or rehab. The patient has never been suicidal or violent. His primary care physician is Dr. K, Q-U-E, at the present time. Next line, family history. Maternal great-grandmother suffers from depression and anxiety. Maternal grandfather suffers from depression and anxiety. Mother suffers from depression and anxiety and is on Lexapro. His maternal first cousin is on medication for ADHD and autism spectrum disorder. Paternal grandmother suffers from depression. Paternal uncle is bipolar. Father is treated for anxiety on Lexapro. His first cousin on the father's side also has ADHD. The patient reports that his grandparents and great-grandparents on both sides suffered from alcoholism. Next line, substance use. The patient drinks 1 to 2 drinks occasionally. He smokes marijuana a few times a week, sometimes several times a day. He stated the marijuana makes him happy and helps his appetite. Next line, medical. No known drug allergies. Patient suffers from nausea and vomiting. GERD. He takes Tums. He feels a tightness in his muscles of his upper arms. He reports having high levels of bilirubin in his blood. Next line is surgical. None. Significant. Next line is social. The patient is a student at SUNY Environmental Science and Forestry School. He has a major in environmental biology. He couldn't keep up with his assignments. He would misplace his work, skip assignments. He stated he just got by. The patient lives with his mother, father, and 16-year-old sister. He has a dog and several reptiles. He had a terrible roommate in college. He is looking forward to living in a suite next semester and is able to pick a roommate. He stated he has a good group of friends at school. Next line, developmental. The patient was born with neonatal jaundice. He met his milestones early. He was a good student with straight A's and hardly had to study. Impression. 1, ADHD, primarily inattentive presentation. 2, panic disorder. 3, autism spectrum disorder. Plan, Lexapro 20 milligrams PO daily. Concerta 27 milligrams POQAM. Follow up in 1 month.